by the police once they were taken away. What has media access been like today, and what's the treatment of media by law enforcement that you've encountered?
Actually, really great. We haven't really encountered any resistance trying to get information from anyone. Everyone's been very forthcoming. In fact, officers with both the St. Louis County Police as well as the Missouri State Highway Patrol, we've been speaking to them. They've been at all these events. They're talking to members of the press. They're talking to members of the community. And that's the biggest thing. They're not necessarily standing apart, but trying to become part of the experience, I guess is the best way to put it. They're actively involved in this. And so, no, I mean, talking to media throughout the day, because we tend to congregate together for these press conferences, no one's encountered anything like that that I've heard. In fact, I saw Ryan Riley, one of the, I believe he works for the Huffington Post, who was arrested. He was out again today. So, I mean, everyone's back at it, I guess is the best way to say it.
All right, Colin Jeffrey, our KTRS news director, on the scene in Ferguson. You get back to us when anything else develops, and we'll check in with you at the very least in an hour for another update.
Will do. Thanks, Paul.
That's live from Ferguson here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, do we have time to go to Ed and check traffic?
Tim.
Tim, yes.
I'm Ed Weiland.
You know, I've got so many names rolling around in my head. I just called Colin Jeffrey, Colin Ferguson, just trying to anchor. You know, this is one of those days where you realize people who have to do live coverage of something while everything else around them is imploding, they eventually will get something wrong. It's impossible not to. The only calm voice today will be this one right here, Mr. Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Paul. Well, we do have that accident. They're still working on eastbound 70, just a little bit east of Highway 270. The two left lanes are blocked. You are backed up midway between the Blanchette and Earth City Expressway. We've got a report of a stall on eastbound 40 ramp to northbound 170. Eastbound 270 is slowing just a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. Looks like on westbound 40, it's the normal slowdown now. Kings Highway through McCausland. From Spady out through just about Mason, and then we're a little heavy towards the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40 is slowing from 141 up through Mason. Southbound 270, we're just a little heavy Manchester through Doherty Ferry. And downtown looks like we're slowing Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mrs. Freshley's. If you can't beat rush hour traffic, you may as well enjoy it. And there's no better way to enjoy it than with delicious Mrs. Freshley's snack cakes. Mrs. Freshley's, make life sweeter. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Two green seats for a St. Louis Cardinals game in Section 7, Row C, right in front of the visitors on deck circle, and includes parking.
This is just one of the fabulous items to be auctioned off as the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS team up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game valued at $216.
For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the auction packages you can bid on.
Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fight this dreaded disease on the Nestle Purina Radiothon all day Thursday, August 21st on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Bob Hardcastle, President and CEO of Delta Investment Services. At Delta, our mission is to build long-term relationships with our clients and help them realize their dreams through continuous, high-quality, long-term, diversified financial investment planning. With over 50 years in the investment field, our Delta team provides financial guidance for our clients that help them meet their financial goals. We want you to feel comfortable with your money, with your estate planning, with your emergency funds, and with retirement. We also offer our SOS, our second opinion service, to non-clients that might want a second opinion on their current investment strategy during these volatile times. For a no-charge, no-pressure financial meeting, call our Delta office at 636-532-0484, 636-532-0484, or go to our website, moneytalk.org. I'm Bob Hardcastle.
Okay, R&R Sanitation has been a sponsor to the show for many, many years. I've been a spokesman for many, many years, and it's safe to say that I've been a customer of R&R Sanitation from time to time because, well, they've got the best porta potties in town. But I've got a problem. First of all, everyone knows that they're the best. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. Everyone knows the phone number, 314-776-4000. Everybody knows that R&R Sanitation wants your stinking business. But please, Just because you pass an R&R sanitation porta potty on the side of a highway, at an event, at a charity event, or some type of construction site or a party, you don't have to tweet the picture to me. I get it. They're everywhere. So when you see R&R sanitation, you don't necessarily have to think, oh, McGraw-Millhaven. Think R&R sanitation. Think, oh, the cleanest porta potties in the business. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R sanitation.
Tiger fans, it's time to purchase your season tickets for the 2014 football season. Mizzou is fresh off one of the most successful seasons in team history. 12 wins, Southeastern Conference, Eastern Division, and Cotton Bowl championships. Purchase your tickets today for as low as $189. You won't want to miss a minute of the action. The 2014 schedule is loaded with 7 exciting home games, including Fiesta Bowl champ Central Florida and SEC rivals Georgia and Arkansas. Since 2007, Mizzou football is the only BCS program in the nation to rank top 5 in academic performance, top 5 in NFL first-round picks, and top 10 in total wins. To purchase your 2014 season tickets, log on to mutigers.com or call 1-800-CAT-PAWS. Mizzou football 2014. Be there.
Warning! If you haven't purchased new granite countertops yet, then you have only until August 24th to take advantage of the best offer in the history of Granite Busters. It's the final days of the Red Hot Summer Celebration. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, you'll get all 5 of these items absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away. Free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras completely free with the purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. This offer is done August 24th. And if you haven't made your purchase by then, you'll miss out. The final days of the Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com. Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ad at time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 8/24/24.
Fire your lawn service and do it yourself. Your grass will look better and it will be cheaper thanks to Dynagreen. DynagreenInfo.com for more information. 5 easy steps. It's better fertilizer, better seed, better hoses, better everything. Dynagreen and all of the accoutrements. You don't mind if I say accoutrements, do you? All of that has the Dynagreen label, which makes your lawn better, and you can do it better than the lawn service. Find it at your local independent lawn and garden dealer, Dynagreen, or DynagreenInfo.com.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me in the studio. Colin Jeffries out in the field covering the day's events in Ferguson. And if you've been at work all day long and are just catching up with us this morning, Tom Jackson, the chief of police of Ferguson, had a press conference in which he revealed that Officer Darren Wilson, a 6-year veteran police officer, 4 years in Ferguson, 2 years in Jennings, no years in St. Louis Metro. I say that because there is a Darren Wilson there. The one in St. Louis Metro is not the one who shot Mike Brown last Saturday. That was the officer from Ferguson who is now secured away in an undisclosed location. At that same press conference this morning, Chief Jackson released details about what happened last Saturday, starting at 11:52 a.m., and according to the officer who filed the robbery report, Mike Brown entered the store, this convenience store in Ferguson, with a person identified as Dorian Johnson. They allegedly approached the register. A witness who had just come out of the bathroom said that Brown allegedly asked the convenience store cashier for several boxes of cigars. Brown handed a box of Swisher Sweets cigars to Dorian Johnson. Witness said that the cashier told Brown he had to pay for the cigars. Brown allegedly reached across the counter and grabbed several packets of Swisher Sweets, and then an apparent struggle or confrontation took place that was obscured by a display case on the counter. Mike Brown then allegedly turned to leave the store. The cashier came out from behind the counter with the keys in his hand. According to him, he was trying to lock the door until Brown returned the merchandise to him or paid for it. And then there were photos, and now we know there is also video of that cashier standing between Brown and the exit door, and Brown, still holding a box of Swisher Sweets in his right hand, grabbed the clerk by his shirt with his left hand and forcefully pushed him back into the display rack. And essentially then Johnson and Brown left the store, and I guess it's the cashier of the store then who went to call 911. That's what led to Brown's name being attached to what is known as a strong-arm robbery, a phrase that I was not familiar with before today. But the chief there, Chief Jackson, says that that robbery had nothing to do with what happened several minutes later at 12.01 p.m. when Officer Darren Wilson was driving down West Florissant and saw Johnson and Brown in the middle of the street and told them to get on the sidewalk, in terms I cannot say on the radio, and there was some sort of scuffle. We don't have details on that. That's the part of the story about which details have not fully been explained. There is a partial story that there was a scuffle inside the police car. This is the police officer's version, a scuffle inside the police car in which Mike Brown allegedly tried to grab the officer's gun. The gun went off. Brown then ran away, and the officer fired multiple shots at him, taking him down. How many shots? We don't know that yet. Whether he was shot while he was still on the ground, we also don't know that. There's a witness who says that after the first shot, Brown said, "I don't have a gun, stop shooting me," and the shooting continued. That's where the whole conflict about what actually happened last Saturday begins, and unfortunately at this point ends, only because we don't know anymore. I do know that Missouri does not have the death penalty for stealing a couple of boxes of cigars. I don't know even if it rises to the point of it being a felony. Maybe the strong-arm robbery falls in there. I'm not 100% familiar with the Missouri or even the city of Ferguson criminal statutes, but I know that the death penalty is not there, and yet this young man ended up dead. What has happened since then is more information coming out that only raises more questions. And, of course, lots of people tweeting about this on social media and all sorts of idiots getting involved in this. Did you hear that the Missouri chapter of the KKK is now raising reward money for the officer because a black guy was killed? I'm sure that Darren Wilson and his family and the other police officers are saying, you know what? No, please, please just be quiet. We really don't need the Klan to get involved in this story. It only is going to make things worse. Also, after the two reporters were arrested or inside the McDonald's on Wednesday night, I saw a picture of a place in Ferguson called Rise Coffee that put out a sign outside, one of those chalkboard signs outside of their restaurant, saying free coffee and Wi-Fi to all journalists covering Ferguson and Mike Brown and hashtag don't shoot. So, again, the community is trying to go forward with this, and as Sandy, one of our listeners, said a half hour ago on this show, she's in Ferguson. There's going to be a farmer's market there tomorrow. There are lots of businesses that are still open and still doing lots of business. One other thing I've got to talk about here before I go to the phones, and I promise I'll get to your calls at 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS, and that is how odd it was for me to see a militaristic police presence on the streets of Ferguson on Tuesday and Wednesday nights, to see armored vehicles, almost like tanks. One of them looked to me like an MRAP, one of those mine-resistant assault vehicles that they use in Iraq and Afghanistan. To my knowledge, St. Louis County does not have a big problem with mines or IEDs, but that's the kind of military equipment that was given to police forces across this country, both big and small, under what's called Section 1033 of the National Defense Authorization Act, which was enacted by Congress in 1990. Some $4.3 billion in surplus military equipment was given free of charge to police officers or police departments across the country. Somebody tweeted yesterday, you know, when all you have as a tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And you've got to wonder if when you have all of this military equipment, if you just are itching to get out there and use it and waiting for the right occasion. There's one Democratic congressman, Hank Johnson from Georgia, who's introducing a bill to curb that Defense Department program that provides this surplus military equipment for free to local law enforcement agencies across the country. And there's Republican Senator Rand Paul, who wrote a Time op-ed earlier this week saying that we need to demilitarize the police. And I mentioned last hour that there were people in Gaza Wednesday night tweeting to the people of Ferguson how to deal with tear gas in their eyes and in their neighborhoods. People in Gaza were telling Americans how to deal with that on their own streets. Very, very strange and very, very scary, and a horrible image to have going out into the world and elsewhere in America. I mean, to turn on TV and see cops in camouflage, but why do they need to be in camouflage? Is there a lot of dense vegetation in Ferguson that I'm not aware of?
No. No.
I'm just asking questions. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. Bob, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Good afternoon. AM and the PM have been from the beginning.
Thank you very much.
I just, you know, my comment is it's a sad thing that happened, but, you know, the news media is just whipping this into a froth. And I really think we ought to step back, let the authorities do the business, do their job, and let's wait till we have all of the facts and then bring them out.
Well, what we're trying to do here, Bob, is bring you the facts and the information as it comes forward. And there has been a lot of that today. And we're continuing to cover the story in that regard. Don, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, Paul. Hey, the thing I got to ask, and I haven't heard it since Sunday, and I live in Ferguson, and all I want is justice if the cop was wrong, whatever. But nobody has said whether the police officer was black or white.
He's white.
It's not a black or white issue.
He's white.
I know there's a Darren Wilson already has been said that he's the wrong Darren White. But I'm surprised that all the witnesses, as I've seen in other racially motivated things, the white guy shot the black guy.
Well, it was a white guy. I'm going to stop you right there. He is a white guy. Chief Jackson said that today. He's 28 years old. He's white. He's been on the force 4 years. He was in Jennings 2 years before that.
Oh, I didn't hear that this morning.
Okay.
That clarifies that part.
Okay.
Stay strong in Ferguson. We're supporting the businesses as well as we can. We live on West Florissant and also on Florissant Road. Both families of our families do. So we have to deal with this daily right now in Ferguson, on both east and west side of Ferguson.
Yeah, as I've said, there is a lot of collateral damage in Ferguson for the people and the businesses that are there. A, you had the idiots, the criminals who were looting there on Sunday night. But beyond that, you got the regular law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens who live in that community who are being shown to the world by every foot of videotape that is shown to be in the midst of a war zone. And you know, because you're not there, Don, right now when you look out your window, is it a war zone in Ferguson?
No, in fact, I have a lawn service, and we mow many houses in the West Florissant High Mount Chambers area, and 95% are all nice homes with people that take care of them. I live three blocks from the police station. I could be there in 2 minutes right now, and CNN and the crowd is just swarming the place. So I have to constantly reroute my business and my lifestyle all this week.
Yep. I'm glad you called, Don, and good luck forward.
Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you. And by the way, one point about the difference between TV and radio. I think in radio we can pull back and give you a perspective because we are not concerned with the picture. If you're in TV news, you point your picture at the brightest light. And if that's a whole bunch of cop cars in the middle of the street and tear gas streaming through the streets, that's what you're going to show. If something's on fire, you put that on camera. It doesn't mean that everything else in the area is on fire. It doesn't mean that there are cops and tear gas on every street in Ferguson by any means. And there's a businessman there with a lawn service who's going around and continuing to take care, and we're hearing from lots of people there who are trying to just go forward with their lives and not have their property and their businesses and their lives interrupted by this last week of just horrible stuff. Joe, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Interrupted?
Joe, are you there? Joe's going to hear my voice in about 3 seconds and respond. Or Joe's not going to respond. John, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello, Paul. Gentlemen, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. A couple things before I wanted to call in about. You were talking about cameras in that area. I've been on that street, Canfield Apartments, and they're about maybe a quarter of a half a mile in behind the Quick Trip. Okay, that far off of West Morrison. So any cameras on West Morrison will probably never pick that up.
Okay.
Number two, do you think if the press wasn't there, they wouldn't have the crowds there?
Do I think if the media were not there, that the crowds wouldn't be there? Well, I can definitely tell you that the press conferences today with the media there did attract a lot of people from the area, some of whom just wanted to get on camera and photobomb live shots on every channel and every network. So there's absolutely a large group of people there. On the other hand, when something is going on, like it was Tuesday and Wednesday night, and in fact Sunday night with the rioting, that's when you would want somebody to go out there and be telling that story. It's just a matter of how intense that story is and whether you offer perspective behind that story.
Okay, and I was just heading southbound within the past 45 minutes, and right on a street corner talking to a couple of young individuals, young kids, Aeneas Williams, Hall of Fame football player,
yeah.
St. Rams. He was up there. So I just want to let you know that I think that he's a preacher of some sort, if I'm not mistaken, and he was out there trying to spread the good word and hopefully do his best to calm things down.
I hope so. I'm glad you called, John. Thank you very much. Just another random thought here. We need better chants. We need something better than, what do we want? When do we want it? And you just fill in
hell
the blank
no,
from whatever.
Go.
Hell no, we. And here's the one that really drives me crazy: no justice, no peace. Well, what exactly is the implication of that? No, the opposite of peace would be war. Are you saying that if we don't get justice right now, we're going to fight? How about justice takes time, and don't you want to find out what happened before you come to a conclusion and decide what your next act is going to be? That's a horrible chant.
Yeah, that's
I'll grant you. Good chant.
There's a rhyme.
No, there's no rhyme. There's no repetition in it whatsoever. But that, you know, no justice, no peace. Calm down. Have a seat. That would be my chant. Dan, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
After seeing the video of how Mike Brown grabbed that guy by the throat, and then now hearing how the officer did not know about the burglary,
yeah.
To me it makes more sense because, you know, when he stopped him for just a minor infraction, he was trying to get him out of the street, the suspect did not know he didn't know about the burglary. He thought he was probably being pulled over for the burglary and reacted to the officer just like he did the guy in the convenience store, and that's how he was able to get that, because a guy that size, the officer should have been prepared if he was pulling over a robbery suspect. But if he thought it was just, you know, hey, I'm trying to get out of the street, that's probably what enabled him to get close enough to grab his gun. I mean, this is just speculation, but it's just like, I couldn't figure out how did he get this officer in the back seat of the car when he was dealing with a burglary suspect of a guy that size.
Well, I don't think he got him in the back seat. I don't think he got him in the back seat. It was supposedly in the front seat of the car, and I think that this is a point that Ian brought up before, which is the cop may not have known that Mike Brown was a suspect, but Mike Brown didn't know that the cop didn't know that Mike Brown wasn't a suspect.
That's exactly right, and that's what caught him off guard. And because I heard he put him in a hospital. I heard the officer was in a hospital for a couple of days,
okay.
You know, from multiple sources.
I'm just going to stop you right there. Any phrase that starts with "I heard" doesn't count.
Well, it was from another officer, so that's the reason
count.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, thanks a lot. I just wanted to give you another opinion.
Okay. I'm glad you did. I'm just trying to, you know, now we're getting to be like social media. You read on, I heard that aliens burned the Quick Trip. Okay. Calm down. Sit down. That's the new chant we're starting here on the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right. We're going to see how traffic's rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we just got a report of an accident here. It's on southbound 270 near Graboy. No word of any lane blockage. Let you know that in the next report. If you're traveling on eastbound 70, they've cleared that accident just east of Highway 270. Traffic is slow from the Blanchette Bridge through St. Charles Rock Road. On westbound 70, things are running a little slow between 170 past the airport. Eastbound 270 is still stacking up. Midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through 170, Northbound 170 is heavy from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. On southbound 170, we're slowing from Del Mar down through Highway 40, and then baseball traffic starting to get heavy. Eastbound 40 is slowing from Timberlake Manor through Mason. You're heavy again, McKnight to Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Check out the designer sale. America's Best Designer Sale offers two pairs of single vision glasses for $69.95, including a free eye exam. Limited time offer. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green 18!
Get ready. We are just 3 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as the Jackrabbits of South Dakota come to Columbia to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
Playing guitar in a rock band was the best time of my life. But like a dummy, I didn't wear earplugs. So I got this ringing in my ears called tinnitus. It screwed up my focus, my creative edge. I had trouble sleeping. And I had to keep asking people, what? What'd you say? It was awful. Until I discovered Ringaway.
Ringaway is the new fast-acting breakthrough designed with doctor-recommended ingredients to relieve constant ringing or buzzing. And right now, they're letting the public try it for free. Just call 1-800-400-3159 now while supplies last. The only product of its kind, Ringaway is so powerful, it doesn't just relieve the ringing or buzzing. It actually supports ear health, too, so you can work and sleep in peace.
Ringaway is amazing. I just wish I tried it sooner.
If you want the ringing to go away, call now to try Ringaway for free. But hurry, this is an exclusive radio-only offer. Call now for details. 1-800-400-3159. That's 1-800-400-3159. 1-800-400-3159.
Supreme Nicotine, South County Vapor Lounge, 5837 South Lindbergh. Supreme Nicotine's West County Vapor Lounge, 15270 Manchester Road. Supreme Nicotine's South County Center, top level, next to Macy's. We're shipped quick from SupremeNicotine.com. The world's best e-cigs, America's best e-liquid, Supreme Nicotine.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Before firing up the barbecue, stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Dierbergs, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Hello, this is Dr. Rick Lehman.
And I'm Andy Strickland. We hope you join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss the hottest topics in sports and medicine on the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
He's back.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Normally in this hour on Fridays, we talk about showbiz, and Colin Jeffrey would be reviewing movies. Today he's out covering the latest developments in Ferguson, and we've been talking about that. But I do have a couple of showbiz things I want to mention. The movies that are opening today are Expendables 3 and The Giver. Neither of which I have seen or plan on seeing. Here's my review of both of them. They will be projected. And on a scale of 10, they're in there. There's my review of Expendables 3 and The Giver.
No projections, like money-wise. They'll just be projected on a screen somewhere. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know what? There are some movies that are so bad that the light of the projector doesn't even reach the screen. They fall somewhere in the middle row.
The light sees it first and goes, I'm not going to project it. I'm not
you know,
pushing
you know
it
what?
Far.
This is not worth it. Then it dives into somebody's popcorn box. I told you on this show a couple of weeks ago about Penn and Teller's Fool Us, which was actually done in England 3 years ago and is finally airing this summer on the CW. It is a hit on Wednesday nights on Channel 11. It is a show in which magicians and illusionists get up on stage and try to fool Penn and Teller. And if they do fool them, then they win a trip to Vegas and get to perform in front of Penn and Teller's audience in their theater at the Rio in Las Vegas. All of those winners who fooled them have already done that because the show aired 3 years ago. But people are watching it a lot here in the States. And in fact, men 18 to 34, which is a demographic that does not watch the CW ever, more guys that age are watching the Penn and Teller show than are watching ABC, CBS, and NBC and Fox combined. That's pretty good for summertime on a network that they normally can't even... What channel is the CW? I don't know. It's Channel 11. So it's going to be on for a few more weeks on Wednesday nights. I recommend it to you. And then a couple of other quick items here. Well, one not so quick. I really haven't had a chance to talk on the radio about Robin Williams at all. And I know that Colin and Frank have had a couple of things to say about it. And we found out yesterday that from his wife that Robin Williams had early stage Parkinson's. Michael J. Fox, who was close to Robin Williams and, of course, has had Parkinson's for a long time, said that he was shocked when he heard that. And we've heard of other celebrities who've come down with this. Linda Ronstadt announced last year that she can't sing anymore because she has Parkinson's. And, of course, Muhammad Ali has that. And I've talked before about how my dad died of not Parkinson's, but symptoms related to Parkinson's. Slow, painful, horrible thing to have your body giving up on you while your brain is still going. So that's another part of the story. There were also rumors that one of the reasons he killed himself was broke. And his business manager came out 2 days ago and said, not true. This guy was making $200,000 an episode for that CBS show, The Crazy Ones, last year. Yes, it's been canceled, but he's got plenty of money, and he was fine. Even after the divorces, he was still doing fine. A part of the story that really bothered me was these abusive trolls on Twitter who were harassing Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda, to the point where she quit social media entirely. Twitter now says that they are reviewing their policies to help prevent future harassment scenarios like hers. Quote, we will not tolerate abuse of this nature on Twitter. We have suspended a number of accounts related to this issue for violating our rules, and on and on and on. And all of that has to do with the anonymity of the Internet. that, you know, you can say whatever you want because no one's going to know who it was or that it was you that said it. And that's part of the problem. I do have a personal story about Robin Williams. I unfortunately never had the chance to interview him on the radio, and I never got a chance to see him do stand-up live. Well, that's not true. In 1986, I was working for a radio station in New York City, and we did a promotion that ended up sending a listener to Comic Relief, the very first one at the Universal Amphitheater. And, of course, that was hosted by Robin and Billy Crystal and Whoopi Goldberg. And I got to go along with the winner and was stunned to find out that we had seats in the center of the first row. I mean, we're looking up, and the only thing ahead of us is the performers, like Jerry Lewis and Sid Caesar and Bobcat Goldthwait and Robin and Billy and Whoopi. So I got to see that. And the other time I got to see him was not him performing stand-up, but it was during that era when I was working and living in New York City. My wife and I became enamored of an improv group there called Chicago City Limits. Not Second City from Chicago, but another group called Chicago City Limits. And they used to put on these wonderful improv shows. And we were there on a Friday night, and the show would have 45 minutes and then an intermission for a few minutes and then another 45 minutes. And after the intermission, they came out and they said, well, we have a special guest joining us for the second act, and out comes Robin Williams. And this is a place that was only maybe 150 seats, all of them full on a Friday night for this early show. And Robin Williams comes out, and of course, we all go crazy, because we're all going to see something fantastic now. And he did kind of run amok on the stage, but, and I remember this like it was yesterday, he was so respectful of the other performers on stage. There were, I think, a half dozen people in Chicago City Limits, and they were playing, you know, improv games. And he would join in and be this character and that character, but he would also set up the other people so that they could get the laugh. It wasn't what you would think Robin Williams would do, which is just take over the stage and, ha-ha, now it's me, and, you know, go off in 16 different directions and do all that. He was playing with these other people and having a great time with it. Well, that 45-minute second act lasted 90 minutes because he and the other people on stage didn't want it to act. And then somebody must have said to somebody, you know, we have a late show. There are people waiting out in the lobby who have been waiting to come in and see the second show. You've got to stop. So finally they did. And, of course, as we're all finding our way out of there, we're going past the people who are in the incoming line, and everybody's talking about it, and you could hear the people in line angry, we came to the wrong show. Maybe Robin will stick around, which he didn't. So a couple of months later, I actually started taking some improv classes with these people because I liked them so much, and I got to know a couple of performers, and I asked them about that night. I said, did you know Robin Williams was going to come that night? Nobody in the cast knew Robin Williams. They didn't know he was showing up that night. They had no idea. He just called and said, do you mind if I come by and play? Which he apparently liked to do. I've since read stories about him doing that at places in Los Angeles and other places around the country. It wasn't like he was just going to get into stand-up comedy nights. He just liked to go out and play. To his great credit, he made everybody have fun that night. He didn't just do it out of pure ego. And that was wonderful. The other thing about him is that I showed my daughter a few nights ago Robin's appearance on the next-to-last Johnny Carson show. Carson's final show was a clip show showing highlights from his 30 years on NBC doing The Tonight Show. But the night before that was what I still consider to be the greatest hour of late-night television ever with Carson. And then he brings out Robin Williams for a couple of segments, and Robin was great. And you could see that Carson enjoyed Robin Williams so much that he just wanted to let him go. He's feeding him questions that he knows will take Robin off to another plateau, which he does. And then Bette Midler came out and did her three songs, sentimental and funny, and it was just an amazing night. And we watched that. And as I was watching it, I realized it's really on television that this guy shone. Because when you knew that Robin Williams was going to be on a late-night show, from Carson to Letterman to Kimmel to Conan to Jimmy Fallon to whoever he was on with, you knew that that was always going to be great. He never failed to deliver a great segment, even when he was promoting movies that were real stinkers. And he made a lot of stinkers through the years. Yeah, there were the Goodwill Huntings and the Good Morning Vietnams and Aladdin and all that. But along the way, he also made movies like License to Wed and World's Greatest Dad and RV and What Dreams May Come and Jacob the Liar and Death to Smoochie and The Final Cut and Flubber and on and on and on. For every Birdcage or Mrs. Doubtfire, there was Hook. So the guy had an up and down movie career, but everything he ever did on television was fantastic, and he should absolutely be remembered for all of that. All right, now we have another event coming up this weekend that I want to talk about here because Ian is involved in it. It is a what is it, a celebrity softball game?
It's a series of three games for charity, and one of the games is against quote unquote media all stars.
Uh huh. And you're a media all star, are you?
Well, some would dispute that, but yes, I will be playing on that team.
You have been doing this for several years, and here's the guy who runs this event. His name is Paul Arendt. Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing today?
Good. I remember talking to you about this last year, and Ian, I think pretty much, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Ian promise to hit 10 home runs last year on the show?
I think he did.
And how many did you hit, Ian?
I hit zero, zero during the home run derby, but I did hit one during the game.
Oh, so, okay.
When it counted.
Well, Paul, what is this event for?
This event goes to support Safe at Home, which is a non-for-profit 501c3 ministry. It's kind of a Christian outreach that my dad started back in 99, and the family kind of does this event every year. We have different teams come out and play against our family team. And I'm actually one of 14 kids, and we have a team made up completely of dad and his son. So it's pretty amazing to get out there and play some games. Our first game is against the Rawlings and Worth team, and the second one is the annual Media All-Star Game. And that's the one that Ian is going to be playing in.
Yep. And I understand you're doing this on your own property this year.
That's right. Yeah, it's really an exciting year because this is our 16th annual. And every other one has been at Letterman Park in Belleville, which is a great park. But this is the first year we're bringing it out to our property. We have, the Arendt home there. It's nice. There's a lake right behind it. And then we have a big ball field sized area. So we're putting up home run fences and basically decking it all out for this event.
When you hit the home run last year, what part of the field did you hit it to?
A left field.
How far out was that?
I don't know, Paul. The fences aren't that deep in Latimer Park. Are they going to be the same distances? Or
Ian, you're moving into like 100 feet?
Yes, that would be.
Right behind shortstop?
The Latimer was 252. This is right about 260. But it's really cool, though. It's going to be fun hitting home runs here because there's a big pine grove in center field, and that right field actually goes directly into a creek if you get it over the fence.
I'm sure we have people who are thinking, well, I can hit it 260. What if they want to come out and they want to get in the home run derby?
Yeah, we're actually having a home run derby. It starts at noon, and a $25 donation to the event to get in. And we're having two really nice prize packs for our first and second place winners. And then we also have a completely random prize. I mean, we had a guy a few years ago that literally came out, I think it hit zero or one home run, and he ended up walking away with a $300 worth softball bat.
That was me, Paul. So, that was me last year. I hit zero home runs and walked away with the bat. So.
Really?
Yes. Was that you? I mean, I knew somebody else did another year. So, yeah, I mean, it seems to always go to the guy who hits like zero or one. So it works out pretty nice.
Have you had any ringers show up? You know, guys wearing Cardinal outfits and they're actually Cardinals?
We have. Actually, years ago, we had Adam Wainwright in his rookie season came out with Jeff Supon, who was then the Cardinal pitcher for the 2006 championship team.
Yeah.
And they came out and did kind of an impromptu home run derby between the two of them.
And I think last year, former Cubs pitcher Randy Wells won the home run derby, I think.
That's right, yeah. Randy had a really rough first round, barely even made it to the second round, but then he got some coaching from a few of the softball guys, including some of my teammates, and then actually Rusty Baumgartner, who's one of the best softball players of all time, was in town with us, and he gave him some tips, and he just went crazy in the last round and ended up winning it.
Well, if you want to go, this is going to be at the Arendt property, which is right across from Eckert's Orchards near Millstadt. And it's Sunday. The home run derby is from noon to 2, and then the triple header starts around 2:30 or so. And admission is free, but you can get into the home run derby for a $25 donation. I'm sure they'll take donations during the day, and they'll have food stands there. They'll have pizza and ice cream and chicken and hot dogs and soft drinks and a couple of kiddie games there as well. So I hope you, you do well. And Ian, I hope you get one over the fence again.
Thank you. I'll need all the help.
That's right. If anybody has any questions about like directions or anything, they can just call 618-920-6039 or just text that number, and you know, we'll give them some info. But it's very close to Millstadt Eckers.
All right, we'll hold on to that phone number, and if anybody didn't get it and wants it, they can call Dan here in the studio, and he'll give it to them. And and watch Ian hit one way back to the second baseman.
it'll be good. We're glad to have him again. I think it's 50 years, is that right, Ian?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice. Good luck with it, Paul. Thanks for coming on today.
Okay, thanks for having me.
All right, let's go to Tim in the traffic center for an update on the roads.
On the ramp to 270, that's backing things up to Big Bend. An accident on Highway 21 south of 141. It's blocking the left lane in both directions, but it's affecting southbound 141. You're backed up now to Fiedler Lane. And then they're working with an accident on southbound 270 between 44 and Gravoy. The two right lanes are blocked, and you're back to Big Bend there. And this report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Summer just got sweeter at St. Louis Bread Company. Add a bakery treat for just 99 cents when you purchase a lunch or dinner entree and a beverage. Only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From